I'm sure if Dr. Forhan had a voice this morning, he would be focusing on the first three stanzas of the hymn. Since I'm stepping in, we're focusing on the last stanza and on these words from Paul, Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. In July of 2001, when there was no Monday night football yet, they tried Monday night golf. In the Battle of the Big Horn, you need a good name for it, Tiger Woods and his partner won. And in the playoff, Tiger had to step up to the same tee twice in a few minutes as they played that hole to settle the tie. The first time, he tried to force a winner, and he put it out of bounds. The second time, he hit it just right, and it led to winning the tournament. And regarding that first shot, the commentator said, "You can't get the shot you want when you try like that. You have to have a natural swing. You want to walk by the Spirit, it won't come by trying to force it. It comes from the work of the Spirit in us. Walking by the Spirit comes from living by the Spirit. You can't have one without the other." And so Amos warns Israel, the disconnect between sacrifice and justice is not what God has in mind. In Galatians 5, Paul contrasts the walking by the Spirit and the desires of the flesh under the law. And it's a stark contrast. The desires of the flesh are against the Spirit. And the fruits of the Spirit are these: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are done in freedom from the law because we trust in the merits of Christ and are led into them by the coaching of the Spirit. As it were, we march to his orders, like soldiers on a drill ground. That's what walk by the Spirit means. And the fruits of the Spirit are compatible with the kingdom of God. They are spiritual because they flow from the trust in God and walking by the Spirit. Now, the works of the flesh are these regarding sexuality: fornication, impurity, licentiousness. Regarding God and his name, idolatry, sorcery. Regarding relations with our neighbor, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, selfishness, dissension, party spirit, and envy. And regarding loss of self-control, drunkenness, carousing. By such works of the flesh, we are not able to inherit the kingdom of God. They flow from trying to keep the law. They are not spiritual because they grow out of living more for self than for God. Marching to the Spirit, then, comes from being in Christ. In Christ and by the Spirit are one. Did Jesus not say, "I am the way, the truth, and the life"? No one comes to the Father but by me. Did he not say, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life"? Faith, not striving to have a divine step or do a heavenly dance for God, saves us. Did Paul not teach us, "If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies, also through the Spirit which dwells in you"? The spiritually dead can't walk on their own. They are made alive by God. So as new creatures, we are not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. He leads, we tag along. This is not our doing, but His doing within us. In Christ, by the Spirit, are one and the same. Now, marching to the dictates of the flesh is just the opposite. It is rebellion against God. The desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and they prevent us from doing what is possible by the Spirit. They cannot produce anything that belongs to the kingdom. Now, on that final hole, Tiger Woods let his natural swing guide the ball to a good spot, when earlier he had tried for that perfect shot that would impress everyone. The Spirit brings us to this naturally spiritual stride and cadence described by Paul. He does this where and when it pleases him, as we hear God's word, remember our baptism, receive the Holy Supper, and He works within us. Such occasions seem weak, foolish, unimportant, that even we too easily walk by where the Spirit works in our seminary calendars. Can we have walking by the Spirit without living by the Spirit? Hardly. Recall Matthew 25, when at the time of judgment the sheep are divided from the goats. The righteous say, "Well, when did we see you hungry?" The answer, "When you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers." Interesting that those on the left ask a similar question. "When did we see you hungry?" And the answer was, "As you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me." The righteous did it naturally from being in Christ and walking by the Spirit. So those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with passions and desires. Set free from slavery to these fleshly desires and trusting His redemption, they are led by the Spirit. So, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.